Gavin Murray Crabb was born on the 26th of November 1901. He was educated at St Peter's College, Adelaide, and at the University of Adelaide, from which he graduated in medicine in 1927. After periods on the staff of the Adelaide General Hospital and the Parkside Mental Hospital, he went into general practice in Western Australia, where he remained for a number of years. In 1937, he was appointed to the staff of the Broken Hill General Hospital, and a year later, because of his continuing interest in psychiatry, he joined the staff of the Lachlan Park Hospital on the 25th of May 1938. At the time of his appointment to Lachlan Park, patients were being moved from the old backyard and there was much sorting out of old records. He was fascinated by the historical aspects of these old records, both medical and administrative, and his researches can be said to have begun from this time. In this, his interest was fostered by Dr. Charles R.D. Brothers, then medical superintendent of the hospital. With the approach of war, he joined the Commonwealth Military Forces and did a good deal of medical work in the hospital unit at the Brighton Military Camp. He was not released for active service until 1941, when he finally went overseas with the 2nd 12th Field Ambulance. He served with this unit throughout the Malayan Campaign and was captured by the enemy. He was imprisoned in Singapore and later at Kuching. On his repatriation after the end of the war, he was found to have developed tuberculosis. This was a result of malnutrition and other privations. He spent a year in the Repatriation General Hospital before resuming duty as senior medical officer at the Lachlan Park Hospital in 1947. In 1950, he was forced to retire because of ill health, and he died in the Repatriation General Hospital, Hobart, on the 14th of November 1951. The research which resulted in this account of psychiatry in Tasmania were carried out mainly in these later years, 1947 to 1950. This must be kept in mind when reading the history, because the history ends with the year 1950 and references in it to the present time refer to the year 1950. He obtained permission to explore the archives in Hobart and spent much of his spare time searching the records both in Hobart and at the hospital. He was still engaged on this when his health finally broke down, but he taught himself to use a typewriter and did the actual writing of the monograph in hospital. He had read an earlier and shorter paper on the same subject at a meeting of the Australasian Association of Psychiatrists when they met at New Norfolk in 1948. This history is concerned with the story of the Lachlan Park Hospital from its inception, with personalities and problems of administration, with the care and treatment of patients, all of which have been a feature of mental hospital administration until very recent times. In fact, the struggle in some areas is still going on. The non-medical reader may find descriptions of medical treatments illustrated by case histories of little interest, but to the student of psychiatry, these are of great importance. The book is more than a history of psychiatry in Tasmania. It is a vignette of colonial administration from the early days of the colony to the mid-20th century, and it is a fitting memorial to its author. The work has been dedicated to the author's children at the request of his widow. Hobart, 1966. J.R.V. Foxton, Director of Psychiatric Services.